describe it in words, I am your heart. I am what you look like inside yourself. I am the sweetest place you come from. I am no one. I am a mirror. I am the face in the mirror.
In the beginning was the Tao. All things issue from it. All things return to it.
People are fascinated with the origin of things. When did the universe begin, they ask? Where do I come from? The answers to questions like these are obvious once you get a little clarity. When did the universe begin? Right now, if at all. A clear mind sees that any past is just a thought. There's no proof for the validity of any thought other than another thought, and even that thought is gone. And then the thought that thought is gone is itself gone. There is only now, and even now is a thought of the past. Actually, the universe has no beginning and no end. It's constantly beginning, and it's always over. Where do I come from? From this very thought. Oops, now I'm gone. There's nothing mystical about this. If it seems hard to grasp, that's because it is so simple and clear that a complicated mind can't see it. What people call mystical experiences may be very clear, too, and a kind of grace for a while. But they amount to nothing in the end. They're not experiences to invite or to reject. They're just movements of the mind. You can have the most marvelous revelations. You can be shown all of physical creation, from the beginning of time to the end of time, how the universe starts with nothing, goes out to everything, and how, at the point of infinity, it arcs and comes back to itself. How it is like a circle of numbers, and each number is not just a number, but also an energy or a vibration of light and sound and color, all perfectly coordinated without separation. How every being, every material object, every atom is also a vibration and a number from zero to infinity. How fire is a number, and air and water and stars. How it is all itself coming back to itself with its full understanding. Everything. Pencil, cloud, galaxy, ant, atom, vibrating as a different number and frequency. How the numbers go all the way out and all the way back and return to zero. How the whole universe of form, from the beginning to the end of time and everything in between, is happening all at once in fire, water, ice, air, rock, clay, human, animal, silence. And it all adds up to nothing. You can see the origin of the universe and the ultimate meaning of life. Everything anyone has ever longed to see, and it will mean nothing. Because ultimately, everything in the universe is nothing imagined as something, and you exist prior to anything you think you are. Even if you experience all the levels and dimensions within one thought, all the veils and loops of it, not even the deepest knowledge has meaning. Anyone can step into it at any level, and it would be true. There is nothing that isn't true if you believe it, and nothing that is true, believe it or not. You are awareness. It's all-inclusive. It doesn't leave anything out, not from any of the stages. None of the story is left out. The truth is that everything comes from the I. If there's no thought, there's no world. Without the I to project itself, there is neither origin nor end. And the I just appears. It doesn't come out of anything, and it doesn't return to anything. Actually, even nothing is born out of the I, because even it is a concept. By believing there is nothing, you continue to create something. The I is the origin.